الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من اتبعهم إلى يوم الدين. كنا we have made it up to وكتبه وأوصو ورسله, dealing with the six pillars of Iman. Of course, this is Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah quoting them from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the hadith of Jibreel, which we all know by now. And we had stopped at the statement of the Shaykh in the Sharh, Shaykh bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah, who says, طيب, if someone says, we said that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the seal of all prophets and the final messenger. We said if he's the seal of the prophets, meaning there's no more messenger, because you cannot be a messenger unless you are a prophet. So if he's the seal of the prophets, khalas, end of story. But someone will say Isa, Jesus will come at the end of time, alayhi salatu salam. So how is that? That's a messenger coming back. And he said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger. The Shaykh said he does not come with a new legislation. Rather, he comes and he rules according to the legislation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khayra. فإن قال قائل فإذا قال قائل من المتفق عليه أن خير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر وعيسى يحكم بشريعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكيف فيكون من أتباعه فكيف يصح قولنا إن خير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر. This is a valid statement. He said, okay, we all know that the best, who's the best after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this ummah?
Companions.
But who is the best of the companions?
Abu Bakr.
Then.
Umar.
Then.
Uthman.
Then.
Ali.
According to the Shia, who is the best?
Ali.
Maybe better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, but it may be too strange to publicly say that, because the people would really have a problem with them. But it's part of the shahada, وأن عليا ولي الله. الله مستعان. المهم. طيب. So we know Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه is the best. And now you're saying that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as the Shaykh said, we agree that Abu Bakr is the best, and Jesus, Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, will rule according to the legal system of Islam. So he will be among the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do we bring a relation between that? How would we say that Abu Bakr is the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yet you have a Nabi, not only Nabi, a Rasul, coming to rule with the same legislation. Meaning he must be better than Abu Bakr, or you must say that Abu Bakr is better than Jesus now. You cannot make a disciple or a Sahabi better than a Prophet or a Messenger. That's agreed upon. At the same time, we know that Abu Bakr is the best. So how do we bring a relation between these two issues? He says the answer, al-jawab, fal-jawab ahadu thalathati wujuh. One of three ways. Awwalwa anna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam rasulun mustaqillun min uli al-azm. ولا يخطر بالبال المقارنة بينه وبين الواحد من هذه الأمة فكيف بالمفاضلة. He says first Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام is an independent messenger from among the strong messengers, the five stronghold messengers. He says that no one would even think of comparing between those and a person of the Ummah, let alone trying to make a comparison of who is better. People won't not even compare, let alone say that one is better than the other. Because you may compare without trying to prove one is better than the other. It may be comparing things that are bad. So if comparison is not even a point, then to try to say what virtue of this person is more than this one is out of the picture. He says with that, this whole assumption is demolished from the asl. وعلى هذا يسقط هذا الإراد من أصله ومن التنطع وقد لأنه من التنطع وقد هلك المتنطعون كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, so this whole thing is destroyed from to begin with, this comparison between Abu Bakr and Isa, because it is being excessive. And the Prophet ﷺ said, those who are excessive are destroyed. التنطع is someone being excessive in something that does not require that kind of excessiveness. Just being too much about something that the deen had made easy. and you're trying to complicate things. The second way to answer this, and نقول هو خير الأمة إلا عيسى. We say he's the best of this nation except Jesus. If we're going to consider Isa among the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we say Abu Bakr is the best, except Isa is better than him. الثالث أن نقول إن عيسى ليس من الأمة ولا يصح أن نقول إنه من أمته وهو سابق عليه. He says the third way to answer is that Isa is not even part of this ummah عليه الصلاة والسلام. He's not even part of the Muslim ummah, and it is not permissible to say that he is from the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he came before him. لكنه من أتباعه إذا نزل. But he will be among his followers if he comes, when he comes down. لأن شريعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم باقية إلى يوم القيامة. Because the legislation of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم shall remain until the day of judgment. Continuity. فإن قال
مصحف أحمد أنه في حديث صلى الله عليه وسلم أذان عيسى عليه السلام يقول آخر الزمان إنما بعثت وزيرا ولم بعد أميرا. إيش تفسيرها يعني؟
أولا, we have to verify the authenticity of this particular narration.
Yes.
And after we verify that, then we could read the tafsir of the scholars. I don't know any what is intended by that. Allahu a'lam. Jazakallah khair. A. He says, طب, if someone says, فإن قال قائل كيف يكون تابعا وهو يقتل الخنزير ويكسر الصليب ولا يقبل إلا الإسلام عن الإسلام يقر أهل الكتاب بالجزية. He says, how do we say, if someone says, how do we say that he's a follower, although he will kill the pig and he will break the cross and he will not accept Islam, he will not approve except Islam, although Islam allows the people of the book, we don't kill the pig when we see it, neither do we break the cross in the sense where we go to the church and do that, rather we take taxes from them if they were under the leadership of Muslims, right? When Jesus will come عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will not have that. He will not say, okay, pay taxes as the Muslim leadership is. As the legislation is Islam, they pay taxes. When Isa alayhi salatu salam will come, none of that stuff. He will kill the pig and break the cross.
Yes.
Do things that currently the legal system in Islam does not command directly. He says, قُلْنَا إِخْبَارُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِذَلِكَ إِقْرَارٌ لَهُ فَتَكُونُ مِنْ شَرْعِهِ وَيَكُونُ نَسْخًا لِمَا سَبَقَ مِنْ حُكْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْأَوَّلِ. The Shaykh said, we say, the fact that the Prophet ﷺ told us that he will come and do that is a sort of acknowledgement for him. The Prophet ﷺ acknowledging him for doing that. So it becomes part of his shari'ah. Because who told us that he will do that? The Prophet ﷺ. So it's part of the shari'ah of Islam. Because he mentioned that it will happen. And that way it becomes an abrogation. وَيَكُونُ نَسْخًا لِمَا سَبَقَ مِنْ حُكْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْأَوَّلِ. It becomes an abrogation to the earlier rule in Islam. Which is that when Jesus will come back, عليه الصلاة والسلام, the rule in Islam will change. It will become abrogated. The rule of paying taxes will be abrogated with the rule of killing the pig and breaking the cross, as it will be done with Jesus, by Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام, عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. طيب, with this we conclude the chapter, if I may say, of dealing with the messengers. So far we have learned in belief in Allah, belief in His angels, belief in the
kitab,
books, messengers, and now والبعث بعد الموت. بعث is resurrection. بعد is after. الموت is death. Resurrection after death. البعث بمعنى الإخراج, يعني إخراج الناس من قبورهم بعد موتهم. بعث means to take out, which is to resurrect, a more technical term.
بعث means not after.
بعث, huh? بعث with a ثاء. He says meaning taking the people out of their graves after their death. He says, وهذا معتقد أهل السنة والجماعة. This is the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة. وهذا ثابت بالكتاب والسنة وإجماع المسلمين بل إجماع اليهود والنصارى. He says, this is confirmed in the Quran, in the Sunnah, and what's the term? الإجماع. Concession, no. Concession هو ترخيص. With the agreement of all the Muslims. No, there's a special technical term. I cannot remember. I'll get it later, inshallah, don't worry. Rather, with the agreement of the Jews and the Christians. Everybody believes in the Day of Judgment, or that you will resurrect after death. حيث يقرون أن بأن هناك يوما يبعث الناس فيه ويجازون أو يجازون. That they confirm that there's a day in which the people will be resurrected and they will be judged. They will be rewarded. Reward could be evil according to evil or good according to good. It's a term that encompasses both. طيب. أما القرآن, as the evidence from the Quran regarding belief in after death, فيقول الله عز وجل زعم الذين كفروا ألا يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah At-Taghabun, verse 7, those who disbelieve claim that they will not be resurrected, say, yes, verily, يعني بلى, indeed, ورَبِّي, by my Lord, swearing by Allah Azza wa Jalla, تُبْعَثُن, you will be resurrected, in case you're denying it. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تبعثون. Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 15 and 16, Allah Azza wa Jal says, interpretation of the meaning in English, then verily you shall go back and die. ثم إنكم بعد ذلك, after that you will die. This is after Allah mentioned in the phase of the human being. Then eventually you will die. ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون, then again on the day of judgment you will be resurrected. وأما في السنة فجاءت الأحاديث المتواترة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك. As for the narrations, there is an abundance of narrations from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم indicating that we will be resurrected after death. وأجمع المسلمون على هذا إجماعا قطعيا. Consensus. الحمد لله. The consensus of the Muslims. Agreement of all of them. All the Muslims have agreed, and يعني without a doubt. وأن الناس سيبعثون يوم القيامة ويلاقون ربهم ويجازون بأعمالهم. That the people will be resurrected on the day of judgment, and they will meet their Lord, and they will be rewarded for their actions. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. So whomever does a grain equal of atom, or they say a grain, or they say an ant. Asl, at that time, the only thing they knew of dharra was a small ant. Before they discovered what we currently have from, you know, the little cells and the atoms and what have you. Al-Muhim, whomever does an equal, small amount of deeds, whatever it is, then he shall see it, if it's good. And likewise, whomever does something that small that is evil, he shall also see it. Wallahu al-musta'an. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. Oh human, verily you are striving towards your Lord in a striving manner, and you shall meet him. الكدح is to exert yourself, and every person is exerting himself. Some exerting themselves in a positive way, and some exerting themselves in a negative way, exerting themselves in the dunya. Either way, you will meet Allah. فتذكر هذا اللقاء. Now the Shaykh is reminding us. فتذكر هذا اللقاء حتى تعمل له. Remember that appointment, so you can work for it, you can prepare for it. خوفا من أن تقف بين يدي الله عز وجل يوم القيامة وليس عندك شيء من العمل الصالح. Being afraid or fearful that you shall stand in front of your Lord instead of Allah عز وجل on the day of judgment, and you have nothing to present from righteous deeds. انظر ماذا عملت اليوم النقلة. Look, what have you put forth for the day of moving, يعني the day of the move, where you move from this dunya to the hereafter, the moment of death, يعني. وماذا عملت اليوم اللقاء, and what have you done for the day of the appointment or the meeting, يعني the day of judgment. فإن أكثر الناس اليوم ينظرون ماذا عملوا للدنيا. ومع العلم بأن هذه الدنيا التي عملوا لها لا يدرون هل يدركونها أم لا. He says, verily most of the people today only look what they have put forth for the dunya, what they have prepared for the dunya, while knowing that this dunya that they're working hard for, they do not know whether they will ever attain it or not. You may strive. A person will not pray, he will not fast, he will not do anything. Why? I have to study, dedicate my life to become a doctor. Then right before he graduates, he dies. You put aside the obligations that Allah had given you because you're too busy with the dunya. And you know, if somebody asks you, can you guarantee me that you will live until you graduate and benefit from your doctor, degree? He will tell you no. No one can even claim that they can guarantee they will live. So with that said, people know. Yet they favor the dunya over the obligations and the teachings of Islam and the commandments of Allah, while they know that they may not attain what they're striving for in the dunya. قَدْ يُقَطِّتِ الْإِنسَانِ لِعَمَلٍ دُنْيَوِي يَفْعَلُهُ غَدًا أَوْ بَعْدَ غَدٍ وَلَكِنَّهُ لَا يُدْرِكُ غَدًا وَلَا بَعْدَ غَدٍ. A person may prepare for something that worldly that he will do tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, but he may not attain tomorrow or not the day after tomorrow. He may not attain either one. لكن الشيء المتيقن أن أكثر الناس في غفلة من هذا. The thing that we are certain about is that the majority of the people are heedless about this moment. نعم. قال الله تعالى بل قلوبهم في غمرة من هذا. Allah Azza wa Jalla's interpretation of the meaning, nay, but their hearts are covered and away and shunned away from this reality. من هذا يعني this reality of death and the day of judgment. وأعمال الدنيا يقول ولهم أعمال من دون ذلك هم لها عاملون. And regarding the actions of the dunya and the words and the work that they do for the dunya, Allah Azza wa Jalla says interpretation of the meaning, and they have actions and deeds lesser than that, meaning regarding the dunya that they are striving for. To these deeds they are working hard and striving themselves and exerting themselves. فأتى بالجملة الإسمية المفيدة للثبوت والاستمرار. So Allah Azza, so the grammatically speaking or eloquency wise, الجملة الإسمية, which is the sentence that begins with an ism, a noun versus a verb. This kind of sentence in Arabic, it indicates consistency and continuity, which is stronger than a jumla fi'liya. Because Allah says هم لها عاملون versus saying عاملون لها. والله أعلم. وقال تعالى لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا. You verily you were heedless about that, meaning the moment of death. The Surah Qaf. يعني يوم القيامة فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. So we remove the veil off of you, so your vision today is like sharp, حديد from حدة, being very sharp. So after the person dies, he will see the things that he may have been doubtful about. He will see the angels, he will see the grave, the punishment of the grave or the bounty of the grave, and everything that we used to read, we're reading about now, will become yaqeen, certainty, 100% you see, you view. No longer in doubt. And we shouldn't be in doubt. Of course, we believe these things in certainty. We're talking about those with the weak faith or those hypocrites or what have you. Allah musta'an. Otherwise, you have to believe in these things. You can, wallah, maybe I think there's angels. I don't, none of that stuff. Like, that doesn't work. طيب. هذا البعث الذي اتفقت عليه الأديان السماوية عليه الأديان السماوية وكل متدين بدين هو أحد أركان الإيمان الستة وهو من معتقدات أهل السنة والجماعة ولا ينكره أحد ممن ينتسب إلى هذه الملة إلى الملة أبدا. He says this resurrection has been agreed upon with by all the heavenly religions, or what is intended, يعني the Jews and the Christians, those who have received the book, not anyone. He says actually it's almost all religions to a certain extent. But anyways, the bottom line, this is one of the pillars, one of the six pillars that we have as Muslims, one of the six pillars of faith. And this is among the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And no one really who belongs to this Ummah denies that. No one truly among the Muslims, from the different innovations we've had and the different, you know, we've had all kinds of innovations. People innovate about the nature of Allah Azza wa Jal, about the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, about the, you know, different things. But no one really had reached this point who's remained a Muslim who denied resurrection to begin with. Otherwise, khalas. Because the whole Quran speaks about it. طيب. This, and we're done with the belief, and the, of course, there will come the tafsil, the detailing, eventually, inshallah, in the book. Now, this is all the introduction. This book, again, I remind myself and you what the subject of this book is dealing with the names and attributes of Allah. How to understand them. According to the way of the righteous predecessors and the A'imma that we are followed, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah, and the other A'imma of the righteous predecessors, the correct understanding of the names and attributes of Allah. Before people came in and started understanding them according to the philosophers and according to their intellect, and they wind up rejecting the Quran and the Sunnah and using their mind instead. This book deals with removing these misconceptions. But now we're in the introduction of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, and the Sharh ibn Uthaymeen, so we're dealing with the pillars of faith. Soon enough, inshallah, we will go into the we will dwell into the nature of the subject matter sooner or later, inshallah. Akhiran, wal-imanu bil-qadari khayrihi wa sharrihi. Very important subject, believing in preordainment or decree or whatever they call it. It has many different names. Now, the good and the bad of it. طيب, destiny. هذا الركن السادس. This is the sixth pillar. الإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره. القدر هو تقدير الله عز وجل للأشياء. What is قدر? It is the decree of Allah عز وجل that He decreed for things. يعني what Allah had written or arranged for things to happen in a certain fashion. This is the decree of Allah. If anyone has a better help, يعني don't, no problem. But raise your hand. وَقَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. And Allah Azza wa Jal had written the decree of everything that will take place 50,000 years before Allah created the creation. Before Allah Azza wa Jal created the heavens and the earth. I'm sorry, not the creation, because the first of the creation was what? What was it?
The pen.
Hey, al-qalam.
The pen.
Biqat. Qalam.
Qalam.
Hey, because if you say kalam, it means something else. Because then you comes closer to kalam, which is talk. Hey, qalam. Na'am. And Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the pen to write everything. And it wrote everything 50,000 years before the heavens and the earth were created. And of course the heavens and the earth was created before Adam or after Adam?
Before
Adam. Because he was commanded to go down to them. They must have been there. طيب. كما قال الله تعالى ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. سورة الحج verse 70. Allah عز وجل says interpretation of the meaning. Do you not know that Allah knows what is in the heavens and the earth? What is in the heaven and the earth? Verily, all this is in a book. Verily, this is easy for Allah. Inna ذلك على الله يسير. Easy, simple. Now, regarding the statement, which is very important for us to understand. خيره وشره. Believing in decree, the good and the bad. The good and the evil. Now, we have to understand what is intended by evil here. Okay. أما وصف القدر بالخير فالأمر فيه ظاهر. As to describe decree as being good, this is apparent. No problems. وأما وصف القدر بالشر فالمراد به شر المقدور لا شر القدر الذي هو فعل الله. But when you say that the decree, the evil of it, he says here we have an issue to describe decree as evil. What is intended is that the outcome of the decree may be evil, but the decree itself is not. The outcome, the byproduct, the consequence, the result of the decree of Allah may contain some evil, may have evil, but to attribute that to Allah Azza wa Jal, no. نعم. فالمراد به شر المقدور لا شر القدر الذي هو فعل الله. So the action of Allah, which is what Allah decreed, is not evil. But what may come about as a result of it could be. He will further explain. He will strike many examples to make it clear. فَأَنَّ فِعْلَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَيْسَ فِيهِ شَرٌّ. Because the action of Allah عز وجل has no evil in it. Whatever Allah does has absolutely no evil in it. كُلُّ أَفْعَالِهِ خَيْرٌ وَحِكْمَةٌ. All of the actions of Allah are good and wise. They are based on wisdom. لَكِنِ الشَّرْ فِي مَفْعُولَاتِهِ وَمَقْدُورَاتِهِ. But the evil comes about as a result of His decree and the things that come about. فالشر هنا باعتبار المقدور والمفعول. So evil here is pertaining to that which the result, that which comes out out of the decree, and that which is done based on the action. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal does a particular action, and the action of Allah is good. He will give examples, such as an earthquake. طيب. Do we say that the action of Allah by allowing an earthquake to take place is evil? No. The action of Allah by commanding the earth to shake is khair and hikmah, good and wisdom. Although the outcome may be labeled as shar, we say this is evil. Dead people, dead Muslims, house, homes destroyed and what have you, right? So the outcome may be evil, but not as far as Allah's actions. Because we will see that very often, what appears to be evil has all the goodness inside. The Shaykh will explain that, inshaAllah. A. أَمَّا بِاعْتِبَارِ الْفِعْلِ فَلَا. As for the action of Allah, no. We don't attribute evil to Him. Because وَلِهَذَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and the evil is not attributed to you. This is one of the dua of the Prophet. Excuse me, the Prophet ﷺ. Listen to this now. This will all make sense, inshallah. I'm sure you understand already. فَمَثَلًا نَحْنُ نَجِدُ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ مَقْدُورَاتِ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ الْمَقْدُورَاتِ شَرًّا فَفِيهَا الْحَيَّاتُ وَالْعَقَارِبُ وَالسِّبَاعُ وَالْأَمْرَاضُ وَالْفَقْرُ وَالْجُدْ وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ أَوْ الْجَدْ وَكُلُّ هَذِهِ بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلْإِنْسَانِ شَرٌّ. He says, for example, we find in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the things that were decreed evil, such as snakes and scorpions and, you know, beasts and diseases and poverty and lack of rain. I mean, what do you call them? A snake? What do you...
Volcano.
Exactly, volcanoes. What do you benefit from these things? What do you benefit from a snake? You know, you're going to have it as a pet? You're supposed to kill it when you see it. What benefit does snake give you? Maybe some... But they get medicine out. See, there's always goodness. But I'm saying, apparently, outwardly, evil. He says all this to the human being is considered shar. It's all considered evil. لأنها لا تلائمه, because it doesn't suit him. It doesn't suit him. وفيها أيضا المعاصي والفجور والكفر والفسوق والقتل وغير ذلك. Also in the decree and the creation of Allah, you will find sins and, you know, disbelief and corruption and killing and what have you. وكل هذه شر, and all this is evil. لكن باعتبار نسبتها إلى الله فهي خير. But if we attribute it to Allah, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal being the one causing it, then this is good. It is considered good. لأن الله عز وجل لم يقدرها إلا لحكمة بالغة عظيمة عرفها من عرفها وجهلها من جهلها. He says, verily, because Allah only decreed it for an outstanding, tremendous benefit and wisdom. Whomever knows it, and whomever is ignorant about it, then he's ignorant about it. It doesn't change that. You may understand it, you may not. وعلى هذا يجب أن نعرف أن الشر الذي وصف به القدر إنما هو باعتبار المقدورات والمفعولات لا باعتبار التقدير الذي هو تقدير الله وفعله. He says, with that we conclude that we must know that whenever we say that the decree is evil, the good and the evil of it, we are speaking about the consequences of the decree of Allah and not the action or the decree of Allah directly. But that which results out of it. نعم. ثم أعلم أيضا أن هذا المفعول الذي هو شر قد يكون شرا في نفسه لكنه خير من جهة أخرى. He says, know also that this result or this action, that which the, you know, the action that takes place, it may be evil from one side, from one aspect, and it may be good in another aspect. قال الله تعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, interpretation of the meaning, corruption has spread, has appeared on the land and in the ocean due to what the people have earned with their own hands, in order for Allah to make him taste some of that which they have earned. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Perhaps they may return to Allah. So the Shaykh, Surah Al-Rum, verse 41, النتيجة طيبة. وعلى هذا فيكون الشر في هذا المقدور شرا إضافيا، يعني لا شرا حقيقيا، لأن هذا ستكون نتيجته خيرا. He says but the result is good. People may return to Allah. And the objective behind that is that they may return to Allah. لعلهم, perhaps they may return to Allah. He says with that said, so here evil is attributed to that as just a partial attribute. Huh? But not truly evil. The fasad, the corruption that is spread among the earth, on the land and in the ocean, is يعني شر may be evil, may be attributed to it in one sense, but not, it's not completely evil, huh? Because the outcome is good. The outcome is good. ولنفرض حد الزاني مثلا إذا كان غير محصن أن يجلد مئة جلدة ويسفر عن البلد لمدة عام. He says, and let's assume the ruling or the penal code of the fornicator or the adulterer. Now, the adulterer, because there's a difference between fornication and adultery. Fornication is the act of a man doing business with a woman who whom he's not married, while he's not married. And adultery is after being in a marriage contract.
Intercourse.
Well, both are intercourse.
Yes.
But one, you are still a bachelor.
Yes.
And the second one, you're already married. The rulings differ. The second one, he's stoned to death. The first one, he's lashed 100 times. He says, طيب, let's assume a person does that. غير محصن, يعني he is not married. He's not a bachelor. He will be striked 100 lashes. And he will be kicked out of the land for 1 year. هذا لا شك أنه شر بالنسبة إليه. Without a doubt, this is evil for the person. I mean, you're going to get whooped. You're going to be hurting. You're going to be kicked out. You're going to be done publicly. You're going to be insulted. You name it. This is evil for him. Outwardly, right? لأنه لا يلائمه. Because it doesn't suit him. لكنه خير من وجه آخر. But it is good from another angle. لأنه يكون كفارة له. فهذا خير. First, it is expiation for a sin. Sometimes you run out of thoughts. It's an expiation for a sin. This is good for him. لأن عقوبة الدنيا أهون من عقوبة الآخرة. Because the punishment of the dunya is easier than the punishment in the hereafter. And we know that if you do receive the had, the penal code, or the punishment for your violation, then this is a kafara, it's an expiation for your sin. You're no longer responsible for it on the day of judgment, which is mercy from Allah. Or you may not get it, but you may repent to Allah. You may repent to Allah. That also erases it. The problem is dying without getting the hajj or repenting. This is when you will carry it with you until the day of judgment. Not only that, you are still under the mashia of Allah. If Allah wills, He may forgive you. And if Allah wills, He may not. If you're a believer, as long as we have Islam, this is why aqidah is very important. You don't want to play around with your belief system. You don't want to go to no grave and have shirk and associate partners with Allah, asking some dead person who's been covered with some fancy silk green garment, and they have this whole house around him and candles and bakhur, and go throw him and let us say, my son is sick, give me some healing. This is shirk akbar that will throw you outside of Islam. And then none of this will benefit. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. طيب. So, فهو خير له ومن خيره أنه ردع لغيره ونكال لغيره. Another benefit, another goodness from this decree is that it will prevent someone else. Another person will see, say, man, I better think twice. The Shaykh said, فأن غيره لو هم أن يزني أو يزني وهو يعلم أنه سيفعل به مثل ما فعل بهذا لارتدع. Because a person may think about doing the same thing. When he sees what happens to this guy, he will say, man, I better take it easy. He will stop. Goodness in what Allah had decreed, which the people may think this is evil. Look what this person is getting lashed 100 times. See what I'm saying? The action of Allah is hikmah and good. But the outcome may appear to be evil. نعم. اللهم استعان. طيب. بل قد يكون خيرا له هو أيضا. But actually this, it can also be good to the person himself, the person who got lashed, the fornicator. باعتبار أنه the adulterer, the fornicator. باعتبار أنه لن يعود إلى مثل هذا العمل الذي سبب له هذا الشيء. Because he may never go back. He may stop doing this ever again in his life after getting all this embarrassment and humiliation that he has come across. Tayyib. We will stop because today I'm on a short time budget. I will not mention the details, but I will close these off. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.